All right, 1380 WPHM. Mondays at this time, we love to talk about all things Michigan, Michigan products, and Michigan travel. And let's face it, fall and winter is a great time to get around. The travel guide is out now to help you pursue your pure Michigan vacation for fall and winter. Joining us right now, the Vice President of Travel Michigan, Dave Lorenz. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. Good to talk to you. How are things?
Things are good. And, you know, the summer is behind us. A little bit of chill of fall in the air, although this past weekend was a little warm. But still, we're ready for fall. There's a lot of great things to see in Michigan this time of year, isn't there?
There really are. And we're really happy to be able to talk about a few of those things, at least, in the new Pure Michigan Fall and Winter Travel Guide. And it's kind of unique in that once you look at this guide, you'll see the beautiful picture of a couple of bicyclists crossing a bridge. I don't know where it is, but it's a covered bridge with beautiful fall colors. And if you were to flip the magazine around right there, just flip it around, boom, there's a winter guide that shows. So one direction it looks like fall, and the other direction it looks like winter. Isn't that appropriate for a place like Michigan when you just never know?
Yeah, especially when one day it can be fall and the next day it can be winter.
True.
And I've always said, you know, you might as well embrace it. You know, if you don't like winter, go somewhere else. You know, we get four seasons here, and I think we're lucky that we have four seasons, aren't we?
I agree. You know, I was just talking to a reporter in New York last week, and we were talking about diversity in travel. And I was telling this reporter that, yes, usually when we talk about diversity, we think about race and we think about religion and age and, you know, financial position and your ability, whatever level that might be, and all those, you know, things that make us diverse people. Mm-hmm. But I challenged this fellow who didn't think we were all that diverse. I said, you know what, not only are we diverse as people, but we're diverse as places. We're even so diverse that we have four very distinct seasons that I think when you combine all that, I'll challenge anybody to come up with a destination in America that seems to be as diverse as us. And I love the fact that fall is here and that winter is on the way soon. Being a real winter lover, this is my second favorite time of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, not to get off on too big of a tangent, but I mean, one of the reasons that filmmakers have loved coming to Michigan and making films is because we have such diversity of backgrounds here. You have you know, Great Lakes that look like oceans. You've got woods. You've got inner cities. I mean, you've got everything you could want as a backdrop here in Michigan.
It's true. That's exactly right. I didn't even think about that angle, but it's so funny how people, you know, seem to have a thought in their mind, you know, regardless of the facts. And in this case, this reporter was very willing to listen and really kind of changed his mind about what he was prepared to write. And so when we started talking about the seasonality, I'd asked him, hey, have you ever been here in fall? And he said, well, I've never been there. Well, mistake number one. Mistake
right.
number two is not coming at this time of the year.
Yeah.
Because most people will tell you that September into October is the best time to travel in pure Michigan. It's quieter. You can get better deals. And, of course, you have this beautiful change of the scenery with the very distinct changes of trees. We have 130 or so types of deciduous trees in America, in Michigan. And in this case, Michigan has this kind of unique thing as well, is that since these trees primarily grew naturally, the deciduous trees, not necessarily pine, they are spread all over and they are a big mix. It's not like in some places where you see all maple or all ash.
Yeah, yeah.
In this case, we're all together. So you have this palette of colors. All in, you know, all around the state. And I love that. I think it's really, really beautiful and kind of unique.
Yeah, absolutely. How nice that you're able to talk to reporters from out of state, tell them what we have to offer here in Michigan. Hopefully they can entice their readers to come and visit. For those of us that already live here, Dave, what suggestions would you have? I guess let's start with fall, since we're in it or nearly in it. Travel ideas within Michigan for the next few months.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity because one of the mistakes we make, the people who live here, is assuming that you know, it's greener on the other side of that fence.
Right.
And that there's not much to see in our own state. Huge mistake. What I often hear is, well, I've already been to Detroit, or I've already been to the Upper Peninsula. And I say, well, when were you there? And they start to think about it. And say, yeah, I guess it's been 20 years.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? Things change a lot. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking for great outdoors experiences, you're going to find them virtually anywhere. Everything from your region where you live, and the county and city parks and the state parks and all that, to the real wilderness experiences up in the Upper Peninsula. Like right now, the Keweenaw Peninsula, way in the upper western part of the UP, is so beautiful. Those colors are changing, and they're not at peak yet, but they're going to be there pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to find places like Porcupine Mountain State Park, this wilderness park. That's going to be in peak in the next week or two, and then it will kind of spread and go south, and it starts in the middle of the state. So you do have a few weeks to really look for what you think of as the perfect places to view fall color, and you don't have to go far. You just have to wait for it to come your way. But I do recommend you think about places maybe you haven't been to before, like Frankenmuth.
Mm-hmm.
This is the time of the year where they go through Oktoberfest, so there are all those cool things to do. Of course, we just had the auto show kickoff last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always a big deal in Detroit as well. So two very different experiences, along with all that nature to see.
There you go. As we flip ahead to winter, what are some winter travel ideas if we start planning ahead for that?
In fact, I'll flip the magazine over.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm looking at this because there's a really beautiful picture of, I'm guessing this might be the Keweenaw, because there's somebody skiing down a mountain and you see water in the foreground, you see the Great Lake, and you see a lake. So I bet that's way up there on the Keweenaw Peninsula at Mount Bohemia, which is a really cool place. If you're a big time skier and you really know how to ski, Mount Bohemia in the Keweenaw, I'll push that again.
Mm-hmm.
That's the place to be. All natural snow. They don't make any snow there because they don't have to. They get more snow in the Keweenaw Peninsula than anywhere else in the U.S. Now that's a big deal if you're a skier.
Yeah.
But then if you're into snowmobiling, the Upper Peninsula is the mecca for snowmobiling because of the hundreds of miles of snowmobile trails. Most of us, though, are going to want to go to little more calm skiing experiences. And, you know, the biggest area to ski in the state is that northwest part of the Lower Peninsula, Crystal Mountain, Boyne, Shanty Creek, Treetops Resort, not too far away from you. And it kind of goes on and on and on, all those experiences and all those opportunities as well. But one thing that I think I most enjoy about wintertime is that opportunity maybe to go to a resort or go to a place just to admire the beauty.
Yeah.
And just kind of be there and just enjoy that time of the year and the beauty of the season. Maybe do a little reading like I like to do, and not be so active. So you have very active and very passive experiences all around the state.
Yeah, that change of scenery really helps to recharge the batteries, especially in the wintertime, doesn't it?
It really does. And, you know, if you're into things like ice climbing, you can do that. I've done it. And if I can do it, anybody can do it. And, and you know, the best place is in that that Pictured Rocks National Lakeshore area of the state, so that Munising Marquette region. You can talk to one of the outfitters, like Downwind Sports, and learn how to do that. It's an awesome thing. And one of those things that you can challenge yourself to do. I like doing that. It reminds you you're alive.
Mm-hmm.
And reminds you you're not so old you can't do anything. And when you challenge yourself to new experiences, you're opening yourself up to even more different new experiences. So go for it. You're going to love it.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like, you know, sometimes in the winter, we kind of cheat ourselves out of travel experiences in Michigan because, well, the roads might be bad. It might snow.
I
just get in the car and go. If the weather's bad, don't go. But, I mean, chances are you're going to be able to go and see something that you wouldn't otherwise be able to see.
If there's one thing we know how to do in Michigan, it's move snow off of our roads.
Exactly.
I mean, and after this road construction season,
mm-hmm.
I'm waiting for winter. I can't wait.
Yeah.
It's going to be easier to get around.
Put the barrels
It'll be a
away.
Lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, we're talking with Dave Lorenz, Vice President of Travel Michigan, about the Pure Michigan Fall and Winter Travel Guide. You have this available online, right? People can take a look at it.
Yep, the digital version is online on Michigan.org. Once you go to Michigan.org, you'll see this beautiful video running right now of the beautiful fall scenes and such. And as you scroll down the home page, you'll get to the bottom and it will say something about the magazine. Click on that, and then you'll see the digital version. But if you want to pick up your own guide, go into any of the 13 Michigan Welcome Centers. They're available there. I know the Convention Visitors Bureau right in town. Yep. They have the magazine as well at the Welcome Center there, or at their office. But, of course, the Welcome Center is not too far away from you guys right at the border.
Well, Dave, appreciate the travel suggestions and great opportunities to see the great state of Michigan in fall and winter. Hope you have a great season, and look forward to the next time we get a chance to talk.
Hey, it sounds great. I hope to be in town soon, so if I am, I will stop by and say hi.
I'd love that. Take care.
All right. See you.
Bye-bye. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. Dave Lorenz, Vice President of Travel Michigan, some great travel ideas for fall and winter. And the new fall and winter travel guide from Pure Michigan is out now. It's our Made in Michigan Monday on WPHM.